Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
You know, last year, one of the biggest events of the year was at Keenan Memorial Stadium. It was the FC Series. You know, we had Ryan Reynolds team Wrexham in town.
He probably wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, against Chelsea FC. Well, we're doing it all over again. We're running it back again July 23rd, and here to tell us all about it is Jamie. Good morning, Jamie. Good to see you, my friend.
It's great to see you as well. As a Carolina alum, it's good to be back home.
Yeah, I see you kind of got that Carolina blue button.
This is 90% of my wardrobe is Carolina blue.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a state alum, so yeah. I like you and your soccer realm.
Well, congrats on the Final Four run. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Both programs. Look at this. Yeah. Our show is special. We've got UNC and NC State getting along this morning.
I know. It's nice.
Hey. So happening this summer, July 23rd all over again, we're bringing Manchester City versus, I'm going to get this right, Sarah, because I said Celtic a few weeks ago.
Nope.
And she's like, no, it's against Celtic FC.
Wow, you're saying it properly.
Well, that
as
was
well.
Sarah.
That's incredible.
It was definitely not me saying it right, Jamie.
As usual, Sarah, just keeping everything on track here,
yes,
keeping
exactly.
us on the rails, not going derailed here.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be one of the most fun events. So obviously, I love that you got to see the Chelsea versus Wrexham crazy atmosphere. Whether you were in the building, one of the 50,000 that were there at a sold out Keenan Stadium last year, or you're on the outside enjoying it, the atmosphere leading up to it, that's what's so exciting. So we're going to do it this year on July 23rd. Tuesday, Manchester City versus Celtic. It's going to be an incredible matchup. And if you're interested in going as we're talking about this, well, you can go to fcseries.com. You can check out everything you want to know about the match. We'll have stuff about the teams and whatnot. It is kind of the one-stop shop to be able to go find everything out for the match on Tuesday, July 23rd.
Well, I have to say, my family is humongous soccer fans. No bigger fan than my son, Luca.
Well, yeah, and Luca, Sarah just posted a video yesterday. He's in full Messi gear.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
You started Luca out on the right track.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
He's cleaning his room in his Messi gear.
And he's a huge Haaland fan, Erling Haaland, who's out in Man City. And he wanted to know last night, he's like, is Erling Haaland going to be there? Because they have tickets for this game. And I just have to ask. That's one question. So do you know the roster yet?
So obviously so much can happen from here until then, right?
But for him.
I can imagine you're talking about the likes of Erling Haaland. You're talking about Kevin De Bruyne,
right.
The manager Pep Guardiola. These are like household names in world soccer, and they're going to be right here. And also when you talk about Celtic, right, you're looking at them going, they've got Brendan Rodgers, one of the top managers as well. There's a U.S. men's national team, center back Cameron Carter-Vickers that will be here too. So these are two of the big powerhouses in world soccer, and they're going to be right here in Chapel Hill on July 23rd. It's incredible.
Right now, talking to Jamie Watson right now, if you went to UNC and you followed soccer, you know this guy.
Yeah.
You
guys are too kind. Look at that. I love that.
It
was a little bit. Look, hey, we're in 20 years in pro sports, and I'm still geeking out about these kind of matches that are going to be
this incredible. I've been to one of these before. It was Chelsea. It was in Indianapolis. They played at Lucas Oil Stadium. And what stuck out to me, it wasn't the action on the field, because I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I went to experience the atmosphere, and that's the best part. When it's Manchester City, when it's Celtic FC, they bring their fan bases. Celtic. It is Celtic.
I think Celtic is like the easy way to say Celtic. If you're like, they're given that proper like Scottish representation.
You've
of
got
it,
somebody
right?
on
like,
the wall over here shaking her head saying no.
Celtic is the way that I've always said it.
Okay,
and that's
Celtic
the way I've always known. Yeah.
You know,
so
it's potato tomato, right? However you want to say
potato,
it.
Potato tomato. That's it.
That's
exactly.
the saying. Right?
That's it.
No,
that's
but
a,
I love that though because
quote.
That's a great point, right? As a parent now. I'm excited to bring my children to the game because is this going to be the moment where they fall in love with the game?
That's it, too.
And I had that moment as a kid. I still remember where that was in 1996, right, going to a Dallas Burn soccer game. They weren't arguably Manchester City, right? But
yeah.
you know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
They'll fall in love at eight, 7 years old, and my daughter's three, so it's incredible. I'm excited for that moment.
But see, that's the thing. That's why I think it's so brilliant that you brought these two teams into the area, because as we know, the youth soccer program...
It's huge. It's
that
massive.
Was my question.
It's
why
like
Chapel
the biggest
Hill?
In the country. So it's like, if you want to inspire people to, you know, bring in that next level of fandom, to get people interested, it's the perfect area to be.
It really is, and why Chapel Hill? Well, because last year they sold out Keenan Stadium. There is a demand for it. There is a need for it, a want for it. And it's going to be here Tuesday, July 23rd. And one of the other things about it, too, last year, Over $150,000 was raised to go to UNC Children's Hospital.
Oh,
so proceeds
great.
are going to go to UNC Children's Hospital.
I think awesome. what I love about soccer is the game brings everybody together. Of course, you know, this is a massive thing locally, what soccer has become in our area. But I also think it's great for the Triangle because we've shown the entire world that we can do these big events, right? We had the Stadium Series. I know we got
It's hard to take you seriously.
Moonchester's here. Manchester City's mascot.
In
the building.
The mascot.
By the way, we're doing this on Facebook Live. We have the mascot behind us, and he's great because he's just nodding along to everything we're saying.
Yeah.
But I forgot he's sitting down in
he
my
was
seat.
Taking his nose while you're talking. Continue.
But anyway, so we can do the Stadium Series. You know, we can do the Dreamville Festival. We're having the FC Series again this summer. But I went out there for a little bit last year, and what was great about it is how many people from all over the planet. We had people from Utah, people from California, people from another country, people from. I ran into a couple that was from Brian and I's hometown in Indiana. I'm like,
that's
so
wild.
It's cool that an event like this can connect so many people and bring so many people together, and it's just such a great atmosphere to be a part of, whether you're this big soccer fan or not.
Yeah, and that's what's so cool about it is normally if you want to watch these teams play, you have to wake up at like 6 a.m. on a Saturday to watch them play. If you want to go see them play in person, well, you've got to go to RDU. You've got to then fly over. Hopefully you catch a direct flight. You've got to pay that. You've got to get the hotel. You got to get the tickets.
It's
all
a
the
process.
It is. Or on Tuesday, July 23rd, you could just make the friendly drive to one of the greatest campuses on Earth and be at Keenan Stadium and watching them play, and go to fcseries.com to be able to make that all happen. It's a lot easier, I promise you, than flying halfway around
there
the world.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, this is like the Aston Martin of sports events. It's like a premium import.
Ooh.
You know,
that
like you don't get
fancy.
To
I'm stealing that.
He's
like
very
that.
He's very good with analogies.
Import. And Sarah already has her tickets,
sure
or at least
do.
Eddie and Luca does. Jamie, thank you for coming in. So glad that we've been able to talk to a professional soccer athlete, a McDonald's All-American, and now
no big deal.
You know, talking all about this series that we are so excited about to host.
Thank you. I will add a guest on the Kyle, Brian, Sarah show, the Morning Mix. I will be right there, bullet point number two,
and
right
and premium import that you said.
Yes,
you,
and a premium import, and attendee and a premium import.
And one more time. How do we get tickets to this epic event coming this summer?
I'm glad you asked. Go to fcseries.com to watch Manchester City play Celtic FC Tuesday, July 23rd at Keenan Stadium with proceeds benefiting UNC Children's
there it
Hospital.
Is. Yo, baby. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.